As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Thank you, Jeff Thomas. Yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, baby. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, yeah, June the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name certainly is William Roberts, just like it was yesterday. And I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you most certainly are not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call it at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got a bucket full of email after the broadcast yesterday. Thank you for that. Again, it's bvlhost@centurytel.net. You're always welcome to jump in there. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that federal zip zone. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Sam and Trish Britton, thank you so very much for the years of your support. RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals stabilize, equities soft on a minor uptick in crude in the U.S. dollar index. We'll talk about that this morning. Thin film solar cells in the news, green weenies, Greek noise, fiat money, and fiat cars. It's all in there, too. Intro to business. We'll continue that in the second hour. Communal ghosts, management systems analysis, trying to figure out where we are in this great wide world that we live in. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Friday, June the 24th, 2011, active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading off an additional dime at $1,520.60 a troy ounce. Silver off 33 cents at $34.98. Platinum down 12 more dollars at $1,691. Palladium off another $9 at $734. Now got a hemorrhage going on. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far, $1,515 even for a low, $1,525.10 for a high, a $10 spread in there. However, at $1,520.60, your gold is still up, $277.20 year to year for a 22.29% return on your investment, almost as much as you'd make if you were a credit card company. Anyway, the London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, that would be the London Bullion Market Association, ran up their little flag, dinged the bell, set the price at $1,521. We've just been a bit below that lately. The SPDR gold shares overnight still unchanged at 1,209.14 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $59.2 billion. The Dow Jones yesterday, well, the equities, they're down too. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey. At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Friday, June the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Get all the frogs out of my throat. Fire up that chainsaw like Don. Get it on, Willie. OracleBroadcasting.com, the homepage of this network. Certainly jump in there. Find all of our archives carefully stashed away for you. Have lots of stuff to listen to when the rest of the talk radio is a little bit under the weather. Nevertheless, lots of material available for you for free downloads. Just jump in there and access those archives. My name is, again, once again, William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. Let's go into our market report. Jump in, back in. Just kind of a little distracted there. During the break, all this multitasking. Yeah, self-produced talk radio. Anyway, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Quite a sell-off yesterday in the metals. Not a good story for the Dow Jones, the Nasdaq, the Slop and Poor's, and others. Everybody seemed to be down on a minor uptick in crude. There was lots of noise out there about the releasing the petroleum reserves and things like that. But basically, it looked to me like a very strong market manipulated type of a day. But gold yesterday, actually since Wednesday, it's down $26.40 so far in the last part of the week. At one this morning at $1,520.60. Of course, $26.40 off of gold. You can put that money in your pocket by making a buy. If you want to contact your broker today, the silver market this morning as well down 33 cents at $34.98 on this week from Wednesday. It's off $1.66. Once again, an opportunity to go out and maybe buy a monster box of silver. Anyway, platinum off $12 this morning. It's had a huge whack this week, off $51. It's at $1,691 as of an hour ago. Palladium, they're taking the biggest hit, really, though, proportionally, off $30 since Wednesday. This morning, down $9 at $734 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday didn't get spared. It closed off another 60 at 12,050, although it has crept back up above the 12,000 mark. The NASDAQ this morning, yesterday, closed up 18 at 2687, and the standard no so very poor index 500 there off 4 at 1284 yesterday. Crude oil this morning up 3 cents, nothing to write home to mom about. Anyway, at $91.05 for those 42 gallon barrels. Just whip out there and take a look at your gas station. You can figure out why your gasoline prices are so high, but don't anticipate that this is going to carry over into lower fuel prices for you over the weekend. Is probably just a temporary thing, little thingy here. The U.S. dollar index this morning, big deal, up 10 basis points at 75.37. Of course, this is what everybody's claiming is causing all this mayhem. I don't think so. The one-month LIBOR, this is a London Interbank overnight rate, stabilizes here at about 0.19%. It's been on the way down for a while, and this is what the bankers loan between the banks to borrow and so on. The unemployment rate this morning moving up up to 9.10%. This is a 3-month increase by about 10 basis points a month from 8.90 to 9 and then to 9.10. So it's on the way up. It had been going down a long time, but unemployment is actually on the rise, as we can imagine. Of course, any change in the foreign exchange rates are reflected in USDX. This morning, the Canadian loonie off 16 basis points at $1.02. The Mexican peso up 4 basis points at 8 cents still. Still below that 9 cents level, which it enjoyed for months and months. The euro this morning off 26 basis points at $1.42. The British pound up 6 basis points at $1.60. So if you're heading to Europe or England, your dollars aren't going to go very far. And in the Swiss franc, up 13 basis points at $1.19 again, trying to break over and get back into the $1.20 range, but it hasn't made it yet. The bond market this morning, disappointingly low yield, I guess, on the two-year treasuries. Of course, it's getting very close to a new low, but the two-year yield is at 0.36%. We've got a short article on that later. The 10-year is at 2.92. That's your benchmark. Also equally low. The 30-year at 4.18. Of course, that impacts the mortgage markets, where we find the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages this morning moving down from 3.78% to 3.62%. And they're giving these mortgages away. Of course, you have to create the money. You have to create the wealth with your signature. But if you need to take out a loan to buy a house, or if you find something that you'd really rather have than the hovel that you're living in, now wouldn't be perhaps a bad time to get into a 15-year mortgage. I would avoid the 30 years like the plague, avoid the adjustable rate mortgages like the plague. This morning, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage moves from 4.55 to 4.44, so it's doing the same thing, going down. The prime rate doesn't change. It's stuck at 3.25%. And when you go to a bank, they always talk about prime plus when you borrow money. Gold to silver ratio this morning is 43.47 ounces of silver. Brings home an ounce of gold. A lot of action, really, yesterday in the Econoday calendar, the economic calendar, and this morning as well. So we'll just go right into some of these reports. But today the durable goods orders are out. The gross domestic product is out. Corporate profits are out. Yesterday we had a couple of other things. The new home sales came out after the broadcast had started, as did the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. And so we'll just go right into those reports right here and pick this guy up. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. People are not feeling very comfortable right now. They had a prior level at a minus 44. It's now a minus 44.9, so it continues to weaken. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index for the June 19th week slipped to a minus 44.9 from 44.0 the week prior. The index of the consumer's views on the economy fell to a minus 80.1 last week. The worst reading since April from minus 77.0 the week before. So people are not feeling very comfy. not very comfy. Got a burr under the saddle blanket. New home sales, disappointing news here, too. The consensus range, they were looking at 288,000 to 345,000. They came in on the low side at 319,000. New home sales fell 2.1% in May to a 319,000 level. That's actually not as bad as expected. Yeah. He's going to die this week, but he's not dying today, I guess. So it's not as bad a news as it could have been. Supply in terms of months dipped slightly to 6.2 months from 6.3 months in April. Now, this flies in the face of the report yesterday where Bloomberg was reporting a 9.3 month supply. So you can't believe these numbers. They change every single day. If we weren't following them, you'd never know. Durable goods orders. Manufacturing may not be as weak as suggested. He's not as drunk as he looks. By recent manufacturing surveys, new factory orders for durables, now those things that last, you know, expected to last longer than 3 years. And once was a time where you'd go out and you'd buy a toaster or a waffle iron in America and it'd last you a lifetime. I went to a garage sale one day and bought a Maytag ringer washer. That's right, a Maytag top-loading ringer washer. Like your grandma used to have. I got one for $10, brought it home, must have been 45, 50 years old, brought it home, washed it out, filled up the crankcase down at the bottom there with fresh grease, put a new belt on it, cleaned the brushes on the electric motor, plugged it in, and it ran for another 10 years that I used it. And when I left that little cabin down there, I left the washing machine out back of the shop, and it still worked just fine, so... Consumer goods, durables, expected to last 3 years. That's not the way America was built, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Some would have to say that the good news in this durable goods order this time is that business investment is improving in the coming months as new orders for non-defense capital goods, that's right, you know, excluding aircraft, of course, they were still trying to build the F-35, but excluding aircraft, also rebounded by 1.6%. So I guess the good news is we're making a few more washing machines and toasters and dryers in America. About time. GDP, the gross domestic product. Generally, dumb public, lots of ways to look at that number. Anyway, the consensus range was a 1.8 to a 2.2. We came at the 1.9, so the gross domestic product ain't looking too good either. The economy in the first quarter was marginally stronger than previously believed, as the Commerce Department's third estimate for GDP growth was nudged up to 1.9%. Well, anyway, we don't need to go into that one much further. Things aren't looking too good. If you don't build it, you can't send it overseas, and we keep buying all that cheap Chinese plastic crap. Corporate profits in the first quarter were revised up to $1.476 trillion. Just in case you were wondering who was taking all the money home. Who's packing in all the bacon? It ain't you, and it's not me, but their profits were up. Corporate profits are up 7.8% on a year-on-year basis, compared to up 11.4% in the fourth quarter, so they're doing just fine. Corporate profits, as defined by the, or as reported by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, are summarized briefly as the income of organizations treated as corporations in the national income and product accounts. Of course, all of the corporations include your county council, your city council, your city, your town, your fire departments, your schools. They're all corporations, and they're packing it in while you're carrying a lunch. Anyway, let's go on a little bit further and look at some of this insanity. GE awards $63 million to 10 solar home efficiency startups. General Electric, that'd be Jeffrey Immelt. He's a cabinet member, advisor to the usurper Christopher Martin, writes this one for Bloomberg. GE, the world's largest maker of power generation equipment and faulty Fukushima Daiichi reactors, I shouldn't say that, awarded $63 million to 10 closely held. Now, what's a closely held company? That means they ain't letting the stocks out, baby. This is one of the black nobility, these are those family businesses, all right? Awarded $63 million to 10 closely held companies developing solar and renewable energy technologies. $63 million, so GE's got plenty to pass around. Solar power companies, makers of communications equipment and software and building efficiency developers were among those recognized in the second round of the $200 million contest, Fairfield, Connecticut-based GE said today in a statement. It's one of the benefits of being an entrepreneur. You don't have to suck hide and keep down on the third shift. You get out there and you put together your proposals and you show General Electric your great plans and they send you checks, baby. GE is spending about $10 billion by 2015 developing environmentally friendly products across its businesses through Jeffrey Immelt's Eco-Magination program. Eco-Magination. The contest is being run in collaboration with the venture capital firms Emerald, about green as you get there, Emerald Technology Ventures AG, Foundation Capital, Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield and Byers, and Rockport Capital Partners. Winners in the latest round include San Francisco-based residential solar installer Sunrun Inc. Sunrun Inc., no relation to Sun Young Moon, no doubt. Boston-based Ember Resources, a Boston software and communications provider. And Austin, Texas-based Nuventix Incorporated. Nuventix Incorporated. Awards were also given to companies that improve energy efficiency of buildings, including VP Phase PLC based out of Manchester, UK, Project Frog Incorporated in San Francisco. Project Frog. I've heard about bareback riding in Frisco, but I guess in a neighborhood it could accommodate the Project Frog. Anyway, solar installer GMZ Energy of Waltham, Massachusetts. Communications companies Hara On Ramp Wireless. Well, that's Hara On Ramp Wireless. Veridity Energy and Y Tri City Corp were also winners. Well, they're giving away the big bucks, folks. Need to put in your request for money. Here's another one along the same line. Google and Soros invest $25 million in energy efficiency company. Seems to be a growing trend. Aaron Goossens writing this one for Bloomberg. Transform Inc. closed a $25 million round of financing from an investment fund managed by Soros Fund Management, LLC, and existing investors such as Google Inc. to fund its power waste reduction technology. Yes, that's right. Click on the Google ad and put money in Google's pocket, and they'll share it with George Soros and advance the global agenda. Quantum Strategic Partners Limited joined Kleiner Perkins Caulfield Byers, Google Ventures Foundation Capital, and Lux Capital in the Series D round of financing to bring the total raised by the Goleta, California-based company to $63 million since its founding in 2007. Transform said, it's with a P-H there, T-R-A-N-S-P-H-O-R-M, Transform said in a statement, the company will use the funding announced today to speed development of its technology to reduce electricity waste on industrial equipment. That's right. The company said that inefficient power conversion results cost the U.S. economy $40 billion a year and is equivalent to the output of 300 coal plants. So I guess they're going to increase the efficiency of things. China targets polysilicone companies for elimination. You want to know the difference between a free market or a capitalist system and a communist system? Well, here it is. China, Bloomberg News writing, this would be editors, very short article. China plans to eliminate polysilicon companies that do not satisfy production size, energy efficiency, and environmental criteria set by the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, the 21st Century Business Herald reported, citing an unidentified person speaking from behind the curtain. Those that do not meet the criteria must reform or be eliminated within 2 years, the report said. How'd you like to do business in China? You don't get up and match up to the Communist Party's desires, you're gone. You're out of here. Aaron Goossens, again writing this one for Bloomberg, New News. Silver surge makes headwind for solar/fossil fuel rivalry. All right? Silver surge. Now, you know, we're looking at the price of silver. It was going up and up and up and up and up and up. Went up, touched $50 an ounce. Got slapped back down again. This morning it's still under fire at $34.98, virtually $35 an ounce. However, there's a reason for them trying to crush down this. You know, basically, it's an industrial metal. There's a reason for that. And that's because they're trying to get their green energy program off the ground. And high silver prices hurt that. Here's the article. Soaring silver prices are hampering the solar industry's ability to compete with fossil fuels. So not only are we trying to, you know, compete with the big hands and the deep pockets, the Rothschilds and others in the silver market, J.P. Morgan, you know, Morgan Stanley and all the people that are super short on silver, not only are we competing with them, but we're also competing against the solar industry. It's to their advantage to crush the price of silver. Panel makers consume about 11% of the world's supply of silver, the material in solar cells that conducts electricity. The metal has appreciated 74% to $35.30 a troy ounce on an average so far this year from $20.24 last year. So no matter how you cut it, you're still up $15. Don't complain. We'll be right back. There's more to this article.
for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, back into this article, the Silver Surge making headwinds for the solar fossil fuel rivalry. Yeah, right. Anyway, prices for solar cells have dropped about 27% this year, would be even lower if each panel didn't require about 20 grams of silver. So we're taking something very valuable like silver, and we're putting it out in these huge panel arrays, solar arrays, and it's just going to lay there and lay there and lay there. Maybe someday, maybe they'll recycle. I guess it's better to do that than, you know, to lose it to a landfill and your little cheap Chinese plastic crappy tippy tappies and things like that. Nevertheless, better than losing it to a landfill. At least if it's out there in solar cells, you know, they'll know where to find the silver when if they can recover it. And again, it continues. That's pushing back the day when companies such as SolarWind and LDK Solar can deliver solar power prices that are competitive with traditional energy. Global silver prices have gone up a lot, and solar cells use silver paste as the front side contact material, said Sean Koo, the chief executive of Canadian Solar Inc., which is based in China. Yeah. Said in an interview, quote, "You love it? Canadian Solar Inc., wouldn't that be a suck you in?" Right, it would be. Anyway, said in an interview, quote, "The increase of the silver cost, you think you're doing something good for the Canucks, you know? By buying Canadian Solar Incorporated products, based out of China. The increase of the silver cost will give us a challenge in efforts to reduce solar cell cost. Prices for photovoltaic solar panels were $1.49 a watt in June, compared with about $1.80 in January. New energy finance estimates as manufacturers, especially in China, raised productions and incentives were trimmed in Europe. So there's more about that, okay? Let's see if I can find the other one that I wanted to talk about on that one. Let's see, where is it? Where is it? Let's see if I can find it. If not, we'll just pick it up the next time around. Let's see if I can find that one last article on that one. Well, we'll find it wherever we find it. Let's go on further. Tax breaks for mortgage debt is ready for the wrecking ball, they say. You know, as if anybody really ought to be swearing out an affidavit against themselves with these tax forms. The editors of Bloomberg, probably being requested by the IRS to put this one out for public notice. Americans think differently about housing now. Developers have cut back on speculative projects. And mortgage bankers view lending standards more soberly. You can believe that. Another important change in attitudes emerged this week when people were asked how they feel about giving up the ability to deduct mortgage interest from their personal income taxes. All right? So once again, these guys, these bleeding batards at the IRS, are about to change the rules of the game midstream. People have already made all of their investments. They've already figured out all of the tax consequences. The tax consequences were part of the process when they signed up for the mortgages, knowing that they could write off the interest debt there. Well, now they're going to change it. 49% of the respondents in a Bloomberg national poll said that they were willing to abandon the mortgage tax break if it meant lower overall tax rates. Well, yeah, but get a grip, Bubba. Show me one time where we ever had an overall reduction in tax rates. Anyway, only 45% opposed the switch, and that's a sharp contrast with polling patterns of prior years, blah, blah, blah. And I certainly think this is not a good thing. Anyway, go to the next one. Stay with the green weenies for a little bit further here. Gillard stares down the electoral annihilation. Of course, everybody knows Sean, a.k.a. Surplus, in our chat room frequently from Australia, down under. Anyway, by Gamma Daily writing this one, a year after ousting her predecessor, Prime Minister Julia Gillard is counting on the same political skills she used then to hold her party together as she pushes a climate change plan opposed by 60% of Australian voters. Oh, she's got a representative government at its finest, isn't it? Sounds like the health care bill here. With the least liked government in almost four decades and the lowest personal popularity in 13 years, Gillard is wooing legislatures across Australia for the package. Quote, anyone who thinks I'm going to fold because it's tough out there has got me wrong. We are doing these tough reforms because they are right for the country's future and they're fantastic for my bottom line, she said. Well, I added the last bit there. Tough reforms, all right? Reformers, watch out for them. Graham Perrett, a member of Parliament in Gillard's Labor Party, backs her plan to cap carbon emissions, even though voters in his district near Brisbane oppose it by what he says is a 3-1 margin. There's your representative government for you. Gillard has visited his district 5 times trying to find consensus. If anyone can get us out of this hole, it's her, he said. There's no move to swap leaders, blah, blah, blah. So there you go. Anything they possibly can to shove this crap down our throats, whether you like it or not, whether there's public support for it or not, it's coming. It's a global initiative. Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century. Oil rises on concern that the IEA emergency crude release may limit future supplies. Talk about a spin piece. Here you go. Rachel Graham writing this one for Bloomberg, New Newsy News. Oil rose in New York, reversing yesterday's plunge. Amid concern that producers, including Saudi Arabia, may reduce output in response to the International Energy Agency's move to release the oil stockpiles. Now, if you've heard the latest word from Lindsay Williams, the little birdie, Mr. X, on his shoulder, okay, Saudi Arabia is targeting the United States. The idea is to shut off the oil to this country. And of course, if you've been following the Koch brothers and all of their fracking in the shale, you know that the goal is to do precisely this. And this is stuff that Lindsey's put out, you know, from his elite advisors for over a year now. Anyway, this is the latest round. Crude advanced as much as 1.5% after falling 4.6% yesterday. The International Energy Agency agreed to release 60 million barrels to buyers starting next week. Oil stockpiles among the 28 member countries of the IEA declined by 340,000 barrels a day, blah, 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 dropping down. Once the temporary stock release is over, the flow of Saudi Arabian crude could dry up, tightening up balances by year-end and into 2012. So this is basically just open provocation and advancing of the global agenda. Gold may decline as a stronger dollar in the EU's stabilization pledge sap demand. Oh, no, it's not sapping any demand. There are a lot of demands out there, and there's lots of saps out there. But Nicholas Larkin is a pretty trustable writer. He's writing for Bloomberg. Gold may decline for a second day in New York as a stronger dollar and a European Union pledge to stabilize the region's economy curbed demand for the metal. No, there's no shortage of demand for the metal. EU's leaders vowed to stave off a Greek default as long as Prime Minister George Papandreou pushes through a package of budget cuts next week. The dollar gained against the euro, headed for a third weekly advance. Gold, which typically moves counter to the greenback. Now, come on, Nicholas, you know better than that. For years, there's been no relationship between the USDX and gold. Mostly, it's just to the crude oil prices. You can drop down a little further. A stronger dollar is normally negative for gold. Peter Fertig, owner of the Quantitative Commodity Research Limited. Well, if he'd do his research, he'd know that statement was an error. There's temporarily less urge to buy gold as a safe haven. Give us a break. The fundamentals haven't changed one iota. Anyway, that's what he says. Yesterday's decline pushed bullion below its 50-day moving average. Now, that's important. Currently at 15,1888, for the first time since February, some analysts and investors study the charts. All right, and then they make their purchases and sales accordingly. These are these hedge fund managers and all these people that know how to take your large fortune and make it a relatively small fortune in a reasonably short period of time. These are people that you need to avoid like the plague. The idea is to buy your gold and silver bullion, all right? Get it in your hands, and go out in the backyard, go into the garden, do a little midnight gardening, put it in a tin can out in the garage or something, but get yourself out of paper and get out quick. Anyway, let's look at this one. Treasury two-year yields within 4 basis points of the record low. Now, again, this morning, the yield on the two-year bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasury, is at 0.36. It's very low. Emma Carlton writing this one, new news for Bloomberg. Treasury's two-year note yields were within 4 basis points of a record low on concern Europe will struggle to contain its sovereign debt turmoil. All right? So if it drops down to 0.32% yield on those 2 years, we will have reached a new record low. Yields, well, we'll talk about that right after this. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we see a drop again in the gold and silver, the platinum, the palladium, the precious metals, and equities are down as well. That sort of stuff going on. And a lot of people are looking over here. U.S. Treasuries are down as well. A lot of people are looking over here at Greece, all right? They're still looking at Greece. Hey, George Papandreou got a little vote of confidence, but I think the European Central Banks are still looking very carefully at this issue, and so are the rest of the people around the world, including Timmy Geithner. All right. Timmy Geithner says they ought to be able to speak with one voice in the European central area or European zone, as opposed to this cacophony cacophony of voices. All right. And that's important. But they still have to pass this austerity package. And so, I think if Papandreou had not gotten his vote of confidence, we probably would have seen a spike up in the metals. But the reverse happened. And so now it's going to be up to this austerity package. And let's find out more about it. The Greek Parliament still has to pass the austerity package, and so that's going to limit any downside for treasuries in the near term, said Nick Stamenkovic, a fixed income strategist at RIA Capital Markets Limited in Edinburgh. Quote, continued political uncertainty in Greece and ongoing concern about a soft patch in the U.S. economy will limit yield gains, he said. Soft patch feels more like quicksand to me. Nevertheless, it is a soft patch. And they keep talking about, ever since the recession ended. What recession ended? Ever since we went from a recession into full-blown depression. Anyway, this is still not we're still out of the woods on this one. And, how goes Greek goes the rest of the pigs. And so people are still looking at this. It's still important. It's still on the front of my news basket. And I hope it's on your mind as well. The New York Stock Exchange, Deutsche Börse. Now, we heard all about this thing. We had the NASDAQ was going to buy the Deutsche Börse, and they put in bids and so on. We went through and I gave you the background of who are the Deutsche Börse AG, the people behind the issue, just like the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, all right?
but it's still up here. But they've settled out. They've gone to the people that, well, let's just do the article, Willie. Jeff Feely writing this one for Bloomberg. New York Stock Exchange Euronext and Deutsche Börse AG settled shareholder lawsuits challenging the $9.53 billion buyout of the parent company of the New York Stock Exchange by offering to pay $910 million in dividends this month. All right? So they're buying support from the stockholders to allow this merger to happen. This is going to be important. If this goes down the way it looks like it's going, you know, this is going to be another really deep pocket and really big hands centralizing these stock exchanges, which are basically just Ponzi schemes anyway, in fewer and fewer hands. Here's the continuing. We're pleased with the result here because this dividend will give shareholders a quantifiable and an immediate payment. You know, every time you reach your hands out for these unearned grants and aid, these little shekels, then the shackles of control come on. You might be a happy New York Stock Exchange investor today, but once this merger goes down, you might change your mind. The Deutsche Börse agreed to buy the New York Stock Exchange Euronext, owner of the New York Stock Exchange, and the life derivatives market for $9.53 billion in February. We talked about it. Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., which we talk about every day, the USDX, and the NASDAQ, OMX Group, dropped their competing bid last month after the U.S. Justice Department threatened an antitrust lawsuit. The settlement allows us to avoid the expense and distractions litigating would have presented to our company and our shareholders. Our sole focus remains on the upcoming share owner vote and working toward the successful conclusion of the merger. So if the shareholders vote no, you remember how this all works. Who are the owners in these corporations, you know? Even though it's Lloyd Blankfein up there getting the howdies and taking the slaps, he's getting the big money and Cohen behind him. They don't run the company. Largely, we've talked about it. We've gone through this thing in our study of business. But largely, it's the board of directors and the stockholders. So anyway, there's more to that article. I'll let you find it for yourself on Bloomberg. State lawmakers are racing to close budget gaps across the U.S. as the deadline looms. And all these little things are coming on us and at us, and there's not a blinking thing we can do about it except for pay attention, stay vigilant, and hope for the best, I guess. William Selway writing this one for Bloomberg. Lawmakers from Boston to Sacramento are racing to cobble together spending plans in at least 9 U.S. states with just a week left before their fiscal years begin. Minnesota, bracing for a government shutdown that may idle more than 36,000 workers because Governor Mark Dayton, a Democrat, remains at odds with the Republican-led legislature over closing a $5 billion deficit. California lawmakers have forfeited their pay after missing a June 15th deadline. New Jersey Democrats and Governor Chris Christie, a Republican, appear to be headed to an 11th-hour showdown over alternative spending plans. The last-minute tussles cap a struggle by states to close gaps estimated to have totaled $103 billion this year. Of course, if you go up and look at the Corporation Nation videos, you'll see that there's plenty of money out there for these states. That's just in a different part of the budget. Revenues aren't growing fast enough to counteract the drop-off in the stimulus funds, said Brian Sigrist. It's very difficult because of the wind-down in the Recovery Act dollars. And so, as all of these unearned grants and aid start to run out, these guys are getting to a shorter and shorter string continuously. And then the last article for the news basket today. You know, if it wasn't fiat dollars weren't bad enough, well, fiat has bought Chrysler. You probably knew that already. But Fiat plans a U.S. advertising campaign for 500 mini cars in July. The 500 mini car. Tim Higgins, writing this one for Bloomberg yesterday afternoon late. Chrysler Group, LLC, said it has opened 70 Fiat stores in the U.S., more than halfway to its goal of 130 locations this year, and plans to begin a national marketing campaign July the 4th. Right? July the 4th. Independence Day. Welcome, America. Chrysler, using the Fiat 500 small car. I'll take a look at this thing on the picture of Bloomberg. Wow. It looks like somebody put it in the shrink-o-matic machine. Anyway, they painted it red for effect. Chrysler's using the Fiat 500 small car. Sure as hell doesn't look as nice as my 57 Chevrolet convertible did, I'll tell you. Doesn't look as good as the 57 Crown Victoria that I had either. Doesn't even look as good as the 52 Chevy that I had, nor does it look as good as the 61 Chevy I got parked in my garage. Anyway, the Fiat 500 small car. I think I could put that in the back of my pickup truck. I know I could carry it in the back of my 5x10 flatbed trailer. Anyway, Chrysler's using the Fiat 500 small car to introduce the Italian brand in the U.S. You going to go out for Italian tonight? Drive home in the Fiat 500 mini car. Anyway, dealerships are open in markets that should cover 60% of Fiat's expected sales, said Laura Suave, head of the Fiat brand in the U.S. In our major markets, we're starting to get filled, she says. Starting to get filled. Yeah, baby, Laura. She said today in an interview at the Chelsea, Michigan, I'm comfortable now celebrating the arrival of the 500 in America, given the network that we have in place. The original 500 was introduced on July the 4th of 1957, Suave said. The new 500 features a clam-shaped hood to evolve the vehicle's traditional design. Sales this year of the 500 through May reached 3,141,000, according to researcher Autodata. That's really a big seller, isn't it? 3,141 cars. Chrysler had conducted regional marketing campaigns in such as places as Texas and L.A., she said. The July 4th advertising will be the beginning of our national rollout. July the 4th. Welcome to Fiat in America. Well, some interesting things. Lots of material that we've been covering over the week. Your calls are certainly welcome in the second hour of today's broadcast. I'm going to go back in and poke around a little bit more on the introduction to business. Go back in and visit a little bit more with nature and reason. Some other materials. Just kind of continue our studies, if you will, on some of the things that we might benefit by knowing when we look at and try and understand what is the system of government in this country. If we can understand rightly the principles of business law, which we've covered, and the government and business structures, then maybe we can stop thinking that this is government and that we're all just operating in commerce and you're all of the various agencies in this hidden, unwritten, unspoken, unknown about a fourth branch of government, the secret branch of government, the administrative branch. Maybe, just maybe, we can start approaching this correctly when we go out and interface with it. You know, I think probably it's sad to say it, when people come in and they talk about their constitutional rights. Baby, you Americans, pretty soon you're going to have no more rights. Time to get busy. We'll be back, hour number two, straight ahead.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Friday, June the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We are on the web at becomevocallocal.com. We have a chat room there on the website for you. Not much else posted on that website. Not much of a blogger myself. And you can always find all of our Oracle Broadcasting archives at oraclebroadcasting.com, the homepage of this broadcasting network. Just look up on the top there, see show archives. You can click on that. You can download them for your heart's content, no charge. Come back and listen to them again and again as you like. So if any of the information that you hear on the broadcast goes by too quickly and you're too busy cramped up maybe typing in the chat room or doing your business or working or driving, just feel free to come back later and download and transcribe any sections that you want. I got a very interesting email from a listener in Nicaragua overnight, and was very supportive of the broadcast, lots of good words. But he was also interested in finding out more about audiobooks and audio learning and audio listening. And I think that's going to be very important going forward. And I know we do have people not only in our long-term audience that have lost their sight, if you will. It's hard to say that they're blind. I think some of the people that can't see can see just one whole hell of a lot better than people with two eyes. But nevertheless, there are a lot of people out there that rely upon the information that's presented on talk radio to give them the news and the views and things like that. Makes it a lot easier than trying to use the audio players and stuff on the internet to read news. I'm sure it must be very frustrating for people that are avid researchers that actually can't get the black and white in their eyes. But I'm glad to hear that we have listeners in Nicaragua and Singapore and all around, in Greece and in Spain and in Hungary and in Europe, in Germany, in the Netherlands, in England, yeah, out there, Canada, Mexico, lots of audience here this morning. I thank you all for that. I'm going to go into something quickly here while some of our broadcasters are away at the top of the hour news and weather break. I got this packet, and I still haven't contacted the fellow. I want to contact him, Eric S. Peterson. I'm concerned about one thing. There's a stumbling block for me with this fellow. He wrote this Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. His marketing person or someone sent me a beautiful packet, really nice introductory letters and covers, one of the nicest presentations that I've seen on a book notice and an author that is willing to come and speak to us without a charge. Okay, and although I don't sell any product here, they're welcome to sell their books or tapes or videos or whatever they've got. But one thing that I don't like in the back of this, on the back cover here, is a very strong commendation by Mikhail Gorbachev. Now, I would probably want to add a few countries to the world map on, you know, Mr. Gorbachev's forehead. So it would probably be better, unless he wants to have an expansion of his world map, better that he and I never come face to face. I don't really care for Mikhail Gorbachev or the Presidio or the globalist agenda or Agenda 21 or the Green Movement at all. And so, you know, a friend of my friend is my friend, but an enemy, a friend of my enemy becomes my enemy too. So I'm a little concerned about that one. I haven't checked out everything that there needs to be known about Desmond Tutu, who has also recommended this book. And I don't know anything yet about William Stern Randall or Louis Auchincloss, but
So I'm holding off on bringing on the author until I find, look into some of these people that he associates with. But there's some interesting things in the booklet that they sent, and I'm going to share it. This ostensibly, perhaps reportedly, comes from Thomas Jefferson's pen, and it's rather interesting. I'll just give you a couple of excerpts when we come back, and then we'll dive into our study of business.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, just a couple of excerpts, and I've given you a couple of these before, but here's one on happiness. You know, I'm always interested in these people that write about the pursuit of happiness. I mean, I still would like somebody come out and give me some definitive information. I've even run contests, offered F.A. Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, brand new, the Chicago edition, to anybody that could, you know, call in and tell me just exactly how the words, the pursuit of happiness, found their way into our Declaration of Independence. All right? I've done a huge study on this. I've got all kinds of material. I think I know, but nevertheless, still haven't got it nailed down. But he says this: happiness, the only orthodox object of the institution of government, is to secure the greatest degree of happiness possible to the general mass of those associated under it. Associated under it. Now, that's an interesting word, an interesting terminology. I really don't care for the idea of being associated under a government. I think it works the other way around. As we found in the Encyclopedia Americana, first comes the state, and the state, at least in the 1930s, according to that author, the state was then considered to be the people. All right, first it's the people, and then the state. So we kind of get our cart before the horse when we start giving too much power and authority to the government. After all, we created it. It's like we're the stockholders, all right? And then we hire a board of directors, and then the board of directors brings in and establishes the Constitution or the foundation. I should just grab the Missouri Constitution and show you how that worked out in Missouri. And then we build a government that is instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, all right? Not the other way around. But we've been dialogued into this consensus that somehow or another we're under our governments. Well, that's just not the way it works. But as we go through this process, I'll share a little bit here from Paul J. Meyer. Let's leave those excerpts for another time. From Paul J. Meyer, he was the founder of Success Motivation Institute. I was a distributor for SMI for several years. I really enjoyed their products lines. I didn't care too much for going out and trying selling them. I thought they were very high priced. And even though I was willing to pay the price, I found a lot of reluctance from others not willing to pay it. But for those that like to listen and learn, anytime your hands are busy and your mind is free, you can always listen and learn. Success Motivation Institute's cassette recordings of all the great motivators and goal setters and time managers and sellers and things like that, you could get them all on a cassette tape. And I had a little Honda Civic, 1978 Honda Civic with a tape player in it in those days. And it was great to just be able to drive around, pop in a tape, a cassette tape of all things, 1978, pop a cassette tape into the dashboard and enjoy those broadcasts. And I listened to them over and over and over again. But one of the things Paul Meyer is famous for saying is this: whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. All right? So this is some of this new agey kind of thing that people use it a lot, but there's a lot of truth to it, the idea of vividly imagining. You know, if you think that you're a slave, you're a slave. If you think you're free, you're free. It's what you vividly imagine in your mind. Our thoughts shape our realities. The difference largely between a free man and a slave is that the free man, even if he finds himself in bondage, is always striving to be free, to restore that freedom. Whereas the slave just goes, oh, thank you, master, that's a nice hoe. You know, bends over, pumps his elbows, goes right to work, three hots and a cot, he's good to go. But a free man is not satisfied with that kind of servitude. And then it continues, it says, ardently desire. You know, if you want to live in freedom, as opposed to this abject, you know, tyranny and despotism, you're going to need to want it. You're going to need to have that burning fire in your heart that makes you get up in the morning, get your feet on the ground, and get to it. You know, as we say, knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. And then you need to sincerely believe it. I mean, if you're walking around in doubt, fear, and worry, give it up. You won't ever accomplish much. You know, just look out so that the rock doesn't fall on your head. And then you have to enthusiastically, that's enthusiasmos, that's the fire within, enthusiastically act upon it. And if you'll combine those together with vivid imagination, ardent desire, sincerely believe, enthusiastically act upon, those things are going to come into your life. And I mean, this is the foundation of all religions, it's the foundation of all the big businesses, all the corporations, you know. They all are driven by this sort of a thing, you know. What makes somebody get up and work 60 hours a week or more, you know? What keeps him coming back week after week? What keeps a guy coming back after he's already made his first million? Or you get somebody like Warren Buffett, you know, the guy's a billionaire, and others like that, Carlos Slim in Mexico. Why do they keep coming back? Well, they got a dream, you know? And it ain't the one that Martin Luther King Boulevard was, you know, pumping out. So we talk about this. We're looking at ownership, management, and organization, business models, introduction to business. A college textbook, a beginning textbook in business. I'm enjoying reading it, moving right through it, sharing a little bit of it with you as we go. And it starts here where we left off yesterday. Although it's true that the payment of good wages is an important part of employee morale, loyalty and the urge to do a good job cannot be bought by money alone. You know, once again, it's vividly imagined, ardently desired, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon.
It's more than money, honey. The love of money is the root of all evil, that's what they say. But it's more than that that gets you going. An organizational structure, and this is important, that allows each worker, notice the way they use that, each worker to know what he is supposed to do, to whom he is responsible, and the part he plays in the overall picture may prove to be more important than the size of the paycheck that he receives. Now, you know, if you're a line worker and you're running a turret mill, you know, and you're making flanges for cast iron pipe or something, and you kind of a dimly lit place, you got a comfortable pad to stand on, and all the tools are within reach, you know, you'll stand there and just grudgingly grind them out, and after 20 years, you'll get out of the Teamsters with full retirement, and away you go. But sometimes, if you're included at a little bit higher level in the discussion, if you know what you're supposed to do, you know whom you're responsible to, and the part that you play in the overall picture, it might prove to be more important than the size of the paycheck you receive. So if you embark on an entrepreneurial effort or you find yourself employed, you might look to some of these to brighten up the picture a little bit, not only in your own workplace, if you're employed by others, but if you are an employee or, excuse me, an employer, you might think about putting some of this in. And certainly when we look at business as government and government as business, some of this material could be valuable when we're trying to get people to, you know, be more productive as a government servant, public servant. The concept of management as leaders rather than bosses. This is leadership training. This is the whole nine yards of the JCs, the Junior Chambers of Commerce, which I'm former past president of and state officer of. But the idea of the leader, the JCs is a leadership training organization for young men and women between the ages of 18 and 35, and it was real popular back in the 80s. It was a great place to go. But the concept of management as leaders rather than bosses. You know, you come in and strut your stuff and stick your chest out and puff around a lot like Barry the Usurper does before the teleprompter. You know, you're not going to get much support. Learn how to be a leader rather than a boss. You get a little bit more support. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So all of these broadcasts over this past couple of years work together as part by part and piece by piece of a very large puzzle, all right? At least this is the way that I see the world we live in. All of this works together, works in hand, works in tandem. The idea that we started out here was this discussion of the FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning system, which rises up in your community, in your county, after they have brought in the enhanced 911 system. And have gone, got you going down the road towards this three-dimensional, you know, northings, eastings, and elevation, three-dimensional coordinate geometry, GIS, GPS, global governance system, databasing, tracking, and tracing every single thing that we do. That is how, that is basically what the 911 system is all about. It has precious little to do with, you know, having a policeman come to your aid if your wife is being raped and beaten in the backyard, all right? You can call 911, but they're more likely to taser you, shoot your dog, kill your children, and finish the rape than to help you out, unfortunately. Like I said, someday we'll find that good cop and we'll raise up a statue for the unknown good cop. Anyway, back to the discussion. The purpose, then, of going into this business study was so that we understand better, because we found that in the implementation, after the 911 system comes in, you bring in FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning system and the advancement of Agenda 21, the idea of 759, Chapter 7.59, that you know, this is the promotion of a culture of safety, or as I call it, the safety cult. Doing it all for your safety, right? And we know from Ben Franklin, the people that are willing to give up their essential liberties for temporary safety deserve neither their safety nor their liberty, all right? Anyway, but the idea there is that in this implementation process from FEMA, we found that they wanted you to, your county to, or your city to, implement comprehensive planning and zoning and implement and enforce FEMA's, actually it's another corporation, it's the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, which was originally the president there, was the former FEMA chairman, James Lee Witt. We've talked about that. So when we find out we're going into this implementation strategy, we found in their comprehensive planning and zoning, and so I started in then a little bit on information about how these planning commissions are organized, and in that we discovered that there's a working manual on how and what the planning commissions are supposed to do, what their mission is, and then who are all the players. And so as we go back into business and we look at it, factors in organization planning come in. Here we go. Fundamentally, an internal organization structure must be designed to enable the management to exercise control of activities at all operating levels. As a necessary adjunct, authority to exercise such control, we might say jurisdiction, must be delegated. All right? So originally, in the constitutions, we delegated to our governments these various limited, constitutionally limited Republican ideas, and then they are supposed to proceed on that wise. But we knew what we expected their best, but unfortunately we failed to inspect to make sure we were still getting our expectations met,
and they turned around from the inside, crept in unawares after Avram Springsteen and his War of Northern Aggression and Reconstruction, and they basically stole the whole house away from us and rotated us into commerce and territories and things like that. It's the distinction that Alfred Addisk makes between this state and the state, if I understand his teaching correctly. Before formalizing an organizational structure, several factors require consideration. There's seven. Classifications of business activities. And so you look at a planning commission, and you're going to start thinking about all of the various business activities that your planning commission might engage in. Of course, next week, just kind of a program note, I will be rejoined again on Tuesday by Vicki Davis and again on Thursday of next week. And we're going to go into her research on the foreign trade zones. And it should be very interesting material. I'm looking forward to those two meetings. I always like to have Vicki Davis here with me on Become Vocal Local. But next week we'll have those two broadcasts for you on Tuesday and Thursday next. But this idea of exercising control and the classification of business activities, make no doubt about it, these are businesses. Then departmentalization. This is an important part as well, departmentalization. Then the delegation of authority. Then subdivisions of supervisory authority. Clearly defined duties. Flexibility and communications. All seven of these are very important parts for consideration. And if you go back to the founding documents and look at the your state founding documents, your constitution, and the federal union and the Articles of Confederation, you're going to find that all of this material that we find in business in the capitalist system, you'll find in all of the state governments as well. These are time-tested, true blue stuff that we have used to make the United States of America, unfortunately, what it's become is an abomination, but to make America the country that it was. All right? And so it goes on and it talks about these various activities. Now, I'm not going to go through each of them. I think you could probably figure out some of that. But we can talk about delegation. Well, let's talk a little bit briefly about them. What's the classification of the business activities? The major activities of a manufacturing concern. Wanted to emphasize that and bring it to your attention. Remember, when we talk about concerns, it's not wringing your handkerchief over the poor little polar bear that is swimming from iceberg to iceberg looking for a nice one to clamber out on to eat his baby seal for breakfast. That's an environmental concern. No, environmental concerns are companies. It's like the solar cell manufacturers we talked about this morning and the smart technologies people that we talked about in the news segment. All right, the major activities of a manufacturing concern. Once was a time, right here in 1967 when this textbook was put out, that when you said the word concern, almost everyone thought corporation. That's not the case today in this politically correct world that we live in. But the major activities of a manufacturing concern are, here they are, production, marketing, finance, and accounting and statistical controls. Non-manufacturing enterprises omit the production from their scope of operations. Looking at departmentalization. Departmentalization is the practice of subdividing both people and functions into groups. Departmentalization. Everybody, well, it's all departmentalized. Within an organization, groups within an organization. Again, this is pluralism. This is the divide and conquer. This is departmentalization. Several terms are applied to this policy, such as departments, divisions, branches, and sections. And so when you hear departments, divisions, branches, and sections in your local government, you know that you're talking a business model. You're talking right out of business 101. Delegation of authority. While it is true that the final authority for all decisions rests with the top man or men in any organization plan, all right, it is not possible to allow every decision to reach up to the owner, president, or board of directors. If an employee is to be fired for insubordination, can you imagine that? You're called up and on the carpet before your boss, and you're going to be fired for insubordination? Wow. That's a term we haven't heard in a long time. It may well, you weren't politically correct. You were homophobic or something. You didn't part your hair right. It may well be that this should be the prerogative of his foreman. Every employee who is placed in charge of the work of others expects to be held responsible for his productivity on the job and must be allowed to exercise some measure of authority over his subordinates. Yeah, I can accept the responsibility for being your project manager, but you have forgotten to give me the authority to make the necessary corrections and adjustments. I want to be able to hire and fire. I want to be able to have a word in my budget to something to say about how the profits are used. Otherwise, I can't accept your job. I'd love to have the business card, but I don't want the burden of responsibility without authority. All right? You've got to be able to give people authority to get the work done. And so when we hamstring or backtie our government and don't give them the authority they need, they can't be productive either. So we'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back into our discussion again a little bit further here in regards to government. You know, government is business. Business is government. The state versus the government. Continuing our discussion before we go back into a continuing discussion, perhaps next week, on these planning committees, planning commissions. What do they do? How are they formed? What do they do with things they do? And what could we expect when we go to one of these meetings? We understand how their intent is, you know, we can look at the organizational structure and get a pretty good idea of what's going down. And what we know about Robert's Rules of Order, you can also take a look and see whether or not they're following that kind of a system or not. Or they've just got some good old boy network going, and you know you're in trouble. You know, you look over in Greece and all the people are outside
and they're all, you've got their signs up and their torches and their pitchforks going, and they're just exercises all get out. But they didn't go to the next step. They didn't crash through the front doors. They didn't go in and grab all the batards and bring them out and string them up for good measure. No, they didn't do that. So here they're doing the same sort of thing that people do, the same mistake that's made over and over again. They're appealing to the system that oppresses them for redress of grievance, and that's just not the case. That's not the way to go. All right, from time to time, the Tree of Liberty needs to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. But before we you know, condemn them all and to hell and gone, maybe they just have lost their way. Maybe they're little sheep and they've lost their way, Bo Peep, and it's time to bring them home. Authority and responsibility naturally go together, the authors write here in this textbook. Again, this is a 1967. It's a collegiate first-year study in business, first course, if you will. Authority and responsibility naturally go together and should be clearly understood by every person in a supervisory capacity. There should also be a distribution of authority so that no one man has so many decisions to make that he cannot discharge his duties promptly and at the same time with good judgment based on careful consideration of the facts. Now, you know damn well that the congressional leadership that's put up in front of us are not carefully considering the facts. They never even look at these bills beyond the bill title most of the time. It's all quid pro quo. You grease my palm, I'll grease your palm. I'll vote for your bill if you vote for my bill. But they're not their bills anyway. They're coming out of the boiler room of the legislative research branch, which is a bunch of attorneys that have infiltrated the legislative branch, violating a clearly defined separation of powers. And if it's not them writing the legislation and harmonizing all of the legislation and putting it in the Federal Register and stuff like that, then it's the corporation's attorneys themselves that write the legislation, and then they go pigeonhole one of the people they've given the most money to, and then they say, you sponsored this bill, or we're going to break your kneecaps, cut your money off. All right, and then they'll say, oh, yes, so, Bossman. All right, once again, the difference between a free man and a slave. So let's go down a little further, subdivisions of supervisory authority. And it's a lot more to said here, but I'll just go to what I've highlighted. The problem of the optimum number of persons that can efficiently be supervised has been receiving increased attention in many firms. Now, again, this is 1967. It has been divided into two parts. The number of subordinate executives that a top executive can effectively control, called the span of executive control, and two, the number of operatives, such as salesmen, clerical production workers, that a subordinate executive can effectively handle, which has been termed the unit of supervision. So we've got the span of executive control, Barry the usurper, and then the unit of supervision. These is all of these agencies. And you can see that even though it's real easy to stand outside like the Greeks, shaking your fist, raising your pitchfork and your torches, it's not as easy to do the job as you might think. And that's where we need to be effective. If we're going to be the replacement set, we need to get out of this myopic, band-aids on the sucking chest wound of body politic cure-alls that we hear all the time, even in the alternative radio, puerile, sophomoric solutions to problems that are fantastically complex. All right? Anyway, clearly defined duties. The job every employee is expected to do should be clearly defined to the point that it is different from that expected of others and does not overlap duties assigned to other workers. And this works inside a committee as well. Now, let's say you were to set up a local voting precinct group, all right, and you wanted to sit down and actually be effective. You wanted to take back, let's say, control of the political parties in your county. And so you set about, with the time that we have, we still have almost, a year and a half before the elections. You set out and you diligently move towards it. The first things you need to do is sit down and go through some of what we're talking about here in the business system so that you can organize yourself effectively, so that you can be productive in what you do, and so that your efforts will profit to you rather than just be another loss, another Ron Paul bid where we only have the campaign for liberty and no president. Clearly defined duties. And then the next one is flexibility. Any organization plan that unduly hampers the ability of the employee to express his individuality and initiative robs the organization of one of the most valuable assets of our type of economic society. And so when it's top-down, top-heavy, sometimes you don't take any time for brainstorming. And so you're going to find this when you go, you know, this is 1967. You think there's been, you know, some advances made on communications technology, like the difference between your old Ma Bell rotary telephone and your iPhone or your iPod or whatever the things is that you carry around your pocket today, things you screw into your ear and give you brain cancer. You think there's a difference there? Well, there's been plenty of time for the think tanks to mastermind the business model and take it far beyond the material that I'm sharing with you here, all right? But you're going to find a lot of this happening inside of these council committees. Committees, councils, Soviets, whatever you want to call it. Then it goes on communication. Business executives have become increasingly aware of the importance of adequate channels of communication in internal organizations. The term communication, as used in this sense, means that there should be facilities for an uninterrupted flow of orders, instructions, questions, responses, explanations, ideas, and suggestions between top management and the rest of the organization. And so we say, you know, every morning I start out, you know, interactive talk radio, right? Plenty of opportunities here for communication. You can ask questions, you know, get instructions, whatever, responses, explanations, ideas, suggestions. There's the chat room. There's the email box. There's the call-in line. It's all here, right? And business today operates along the same lines, Twitter, tweet, and all of that sort of stuff. But they talk about it here, even in the 60s, right in the middle of the Vietnam War, that it needs to be a two-way facility, up, down. Has to go both ways. Any blockage in either part, you know, wait for your appendix to come out because you're constipated in business. In planning the details of an organization, therefore, provision should be made for the creation and maintenance of a good two-way communication system. Now, the idea that was set up was a constitutionally limited form of representative government. Our representation sucks these days. This two-way linkage, the interoperable, interconnected, interdependent system is completely broken, all right? Through the spirit of division, we've been divided along these specious party lines and then made worse by the completely overabundance, I should say, of lobbyists. The lobbies, the corporations control your representative. They don't represent you. They don't even make an attempt to represent you. And so we don't have a good two-way communication system at all. That needs to happen. We can get rid of the parties. We're going to make a real headway towards that. Go back to a system of representation and utilize the social media and the internet properly. We might be able to improve the system dramatically beyond any of the wildest dreams of the founders. So then it comes back and they talk about an organizational chart. And I'm going to jump ahead. I don't think we need to go through all the organizational charts. But if you understand something about that, then you can look at a glance at a corporation and you can understand who or how and why and what this system operates by. Is it run by a tyrant? Is it not run by a tyrant? Is it a communist organization? Is it a socialist organization? Is it an authoritarian system? Is it an aristocracy, an oligarchy, or any of the things that Aristotle has written of? All right, these are things that we can learn in all of this study. Then it comes into this section, theories of organization. Historically, three theories of organization have had some influence on management and thought. One is the classical doctrine, which is concerned with the makeup of formal organization. Two, the neoclassical theory, which has been interested principally in human relations aspects of organizations. And three, modern organization theory. Of course, this is 40, 50 years old, which conceives of organization as a system and centers around the ideas of systems analysis. Now, when Vicki Davis joins us next Tuesday, you know, she is herself consummate in this, has lots of experience in it, as a system and analyst. Systems analysis. All right? And it's still the modern theory, as far as I can see. Even though it started, it's got 40, 50 years head start on us. So the modern organization theory, again, of these three, the classical doctrine, the neoclassical theory, and the modern organization system, conceives organization as a system. Now, we talk about Agenda 21 as the program of action for the 21st century. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit briefly about August Comte and his systems. Thank you.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So if we can rise up above and beyond the idea of victimology, you know, always concerned about the victims, or symptomology, always making a lot of news and headway with the symptoms, an endless run of symptoms, you know. This is the stuff. This is the grist of alternative radio. It's been that way for a long time, and it's certainly the grist of the mainstream media. It's always about symptoms. It's always about victims, and yet nobody ever really seems to get down and identify the disease. I believe the disease that clearly besets this country right now and the world is this spirit of division, not only from the pluralism, you know, that's another one of these isms, distributivism, the pluralism, but also the spirit of division that's found in the established party systems. In the United States, we have the established two-party political system, and they say that. As you can find that, we've read it right out of the, you know, political science textbooks, okay? It's an established two-party political system. It's enshrined in law, the election laws that each and every one of your states will confirm what I've just said. All the rest of the parties, they're great, you know, but they don't do squat, all right? You look at the election returns, and they are always, well, there's not even any kind of a, there's no, they're not even close. I mean, if it makes you feel good to go out there and do it. But if you look over in Europe, well, what we call this is the cadre system. Now, there is no left or right. If you were to set them up on a line and put left on the left and right on the right, what you'll find is that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party take turns standing on each other's shoulders, all right?
So for 2 or 4 years, the Republicans stand on top of the Democrats, you know. The donkey gets up on the jackass, and then whenever the elephant gets tired, he jumps down, and, you know, the jackass jumps down, and then the elephant, the pachyderm, stands on top of the jackass. All right? And it's the cadre system. It's the way that their parties are set up. Now, over in Europe, they follow the mass party system, and they've got more political parties than, you know, than there are apples on a tree. But it's in their system, it's the mass party. And their mass parties are more ideologically oriented, and the cadre system is more of an organizational business model, just like what we're talking about here. So we should be able to understand and find business and commerce in everything that we see around us. And when we can correctly put those glasses on, then I think we're going to have a better chance of actually terminating the disease. I call that the abolition of the established two-party political system and the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, which is vastly different than even the founders and in the Federalist Papers and in Blackstone, William Blackstone's commentaries, and in Coke on Littleton. You'll find it written that we should avoid, and by all means avoid, allowing the establishment of parties and factions to come creeping in amongst us. All right, it's anathema to a free system. Anyway, systems analysis, systems analysis, basically is the recognition of the effect of a change in any one part of the system on all of the other ingredients of the system. Now, I've mentioned many times in the past that I was a longtime fan of Richard Buckminster Fuller, Bucky Fuller. All right. I would just, you know, I didn't get a chance very often to see him, but I've heard him speak, I think, 3 or 4 times. And I would drive from Seattle to Portland or down to San Francisco, any place I could find him, and just go and listen, because I was really impressed by the incredible way his delivery system was what really impressed me. But I was also impressed with the geodesic dome, his Dynaxian house, the Dynamaxian car, and his whole alternate way of thinking about the world. Didn't know all of the negative things about Bucky, but I knew that I liked what I heard from him when I was listening. But if you recognize who he is, then you understand the term synergy. Synergy. Synergistic. Where the parts, the sum of the parts, where the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. The sum of the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. You can take all of these parts and stack them up and add them up and count them up. But if you look at the whole has more part, or its sum is greater, it's synergistic. And anyway, but this is exactly what I read when I read these words again. Systems analysis basically is the recognition of the effect of a change in any one part of the system on all the other ingredients of the system. If you got stinking thinking in any part of your plan, the whole plan is going to fail on a count of that. Each and every part. You know, we used to study the trivium, where we start out with grammar. We carefully define our terms, and we don't allow ourselves to be hung with the words that we use, and our thoughts, and you know, phonetics, and all that, but grammar. And then we add to that logic. And then we would add to that rhetoric, the ability to speak accurately and clearly to convey messages to others. Words being basically the way that our reality is shaped. Our reality reflects our vocabulary. So continuing again, systems analysis basically is the recognition of the effect of a change in any one part of the system on all the other ingredients in the system. So from a systems analysis point of view, if we look at the local voting precinct as the fundamental building block of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, it becomes paramount that we the people, in order to become the state that we wish to be, we the people need to energize at that level. Because in that level, if we can come in as the replacement set and stop focusing on the symptoms and worrying about victims and to begin to prosecute the eradication of the disease, which in my opinion is the party system, then we can have major impact on it. Once again, the effect of a change in any one part of the system on all of the other ingredients of that system. It recognizes the interrelation of all component elements of a system. When you go to a county caucus, every single person in that room, with very few exceptions, is a county committee man or a county committee woman or elected official or one of the appointees. When you go to your legislative caucus, your Senate caucuses, when you go to the state convention and these parties, these are they that are there. Right? And you start changing the elements inside of that, and then you start changing the outcomes of their deliberative assembly. You start changing the outcome of the votes. And if we can succeed in a county to take over the Republican and the Democratic parties, then we become those that select the candidates. At that time, everything starts to change. And it can be done quickly, virtually effortlessly, legally, and lawfully. Continuing, according to this approach, there are five segments to a system. The individual. It all starts with us. It starts with you. It starts with me. The formal organization. We need to sit down together. Let us dialogue together. The formal organization. We recognize that we've gone up and we've looked at the bylaws. We've looked at, for the parties. We've gone up and looked and read the election laws, which are not that many. We understand the system that we're working on. Then there's the informal organization. That's all the meets and greets, you know, the representatives come to town. You never find out about it until after it's happened. The breakfast meeting came and gone. You weren't invited. You didn't get to share the pecan pie, baby. You didn't get any of those sweet rolls either. And then there's status and role patterns. Status and role patterns. It's like going inside of one of these secret societies, like the Knights of Columbus or the Masonic Order. You know, any of the animal clubs and the Bugs and Bunny groups. You know, what's the status? And what's the role? And state us. Again, states. Estates. Les états, unique. The status and the role patterns. Role players. The physical environment. What is the physical environment? And this is getting to know your area. Is there a foreign trade zone in your county? Where is it? What is its extent? What are the boundaries of your local voting precinct? What are the boundaries of your school district? What are the boundaries of the watershed district that you're in? So on and so forth. The formal organization is the interrelated pattern of jobs in the system or firm. Do you understand how your local government actually is intended to work? And who does what? And how long they've had their jobs? And who are they related to? Do you read the obituaries? Do you read the wedding announcements? Do you follow the major families, the property holders in your area? Some of them are intergenerational holdings. The same man that came to town in the 1820s, still his kin still live here, but because of intermarriage, they're no longer known by his name, they're known by another. And yet they own 60% of the county property. Do you know who those people are? Have you spoken to them? Would they recognize you? Would you recognize them? Well, that's it for this week. I'll be back again on Monday. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for being here. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' streams that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books,
listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.